been a sharp frost this morning.
I know. So that, what does that mean?
Might be snow.
Stay in day. Stay in day.
Well, it's certainly not in the on the bench. Could do some drawing, I suppose. Ready for my next painting. What are you going to do?
I'm making another lot of marmalade.
Again, who's going to eat it all?
Me and you. You can only make it this time of year. Flakes.
Here come the pigeons. Yeah, a few, not too many.
Switched on.
Yes, why?
Oh, I just wondered. Any post?
There's been nothing as I could see. Was he expecting some?
Yes.
Who? What? Who's going to be the beneficiary? There's three blackbirds and six pigeons. Already.
Yes, well, you'll have to go easy on that seed. We only got one bag.
Is one the other one empty?
Well, you only bought one bag. You can't carry any more.
Oh, we've got some left over from the other.
Had you? Oh, yeah. I didn't think you had.
Is it Tatcham Day today?
Yes, it is, if you don't behave.
Behave.
Well, keep leaving the doors, opening the doors to feed the birds. Making it cold.
Most considerate and quiet chap in the district,
Do you want any mushroom?
See?
Do you want any mushroom with your bacon?
No.
Just bacon and egg and tomato?
Not very partial to mushrooms.
Bacon, egg and tomato? Mm.
Yes, please. It's fungi, isn't it, you're eating? What have you done now?
Your milk's boiling.
Is it burnt?
No, it's alright.
Did you have any whiskey in your tea?
I did.
Oh, I've got the wrong forks.
Two fingers, that's all I had.
That's what I've been
while
I do the bacon toast.
It ought to be switched off,
hasn't
it?
Have you switched
it off? No. Leave it on. Are you going out this morning? Evelyn?
The windows upstairs are all steamed up.
I will attend to that. I have a certain procedure. You have to keep within that parameter.
Don't be silly. You should leave the window open at night like I do.
What, and let all the cold in?
Well, what? I can't breathe.
And expend all your central heating.
I can't breathe when you don't open the window at night.
What detained you?
The eggs stuck together.
Oh, I think you'll have to get a new pan. It's supposed to be non-stick, but it's not. It's sticking. You've got a bit bent. And I dropped it. So your egg broke.
Tomatoes are cold. Have they been in the fridge?
No, they've been cold.
Hmm?
Not cold.
Seems so to me.
It's a cold morning. Pigeons are down.
Yeah, about cleared up what I put out.
Well, you have to go easy because you won't get any more until after the weekend.
Did you have the news?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, isn't it?
Nothing new, is that?
After that, still want that man who's supposed to have blown up Lockerbie.
The two men?
Mm, two, was it? Mm. They want them extradited.
Well, I'm going to make that marmalade and do a bit of cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
You can do your shit.
Can't do the ship because I've got to go on the bench in the carriage.
Start a painting. Did you find that card? That thatched cottage card that you were looking for, that painting.
Oh, no, it's now come to think I didn't.
You were looking for it last night?
Mm. That's one there, I'll fetch everything out.
It's going to be a sunny day.
Yeah, brilliant.
There's a big pigeon there.
I think so. Oh, that's a... And how long this cold spell?
I think the next couple of days at least. So?
It's stopping day then, I suppose.
Unless you want to walk to the door.
Not bothered.
You're not bothered?
No.
Thought you wanted a beer.
I haven't worn one, but...
I haven't got any cans.
You've got to walk, haven't you, in the cold? And...
Well, we'll see.
I'm going to cross for the paper, so we've got all them.
We've got the programmes, I bought the...
Oh, you bought one, did you?
You know I did, I couldn't get this week's.
Oh.
Because it was Tuesday, so I had to have next, this following week.
When does that start?
Today.
Oh.
Unless you've thrown this away, like you do other things. You put it in the bookcase, in there. On top of the books, so that it didn't... So unless you've moved them.
What are we having for lunch? And Sunday lunch?
Pork chops today.
Mm.
If I'm busy, we'll have it later. Chicken tomorrow.
Don't you get tired of chicken?
No, we've not had any since Christmas. And we had beef last week, which wasn't very good.
Mm. What did you attribute that to?
Change of butcher.
You might object.
Blue Mountain.
The butcher.
You didn't know, did he?
Yeah, well, if you're down to pair, on your usual.
He knows how chicken some weeds, so. Mop all that up, eat some bread.
Bread, starch.
Not wholemeal bread, you know. Got to eat it.
That's the new car next door. It's
not brand new.
It's
a Ford.
It's different then. It seems longer than the one he had.
Don't think so. I didn't think it was as big.
Looks so to me. They seem to use them like buses, don't they? One thing, this weather will keep the skateboarders at bay, won't it?
I'm not so sure if it's sunny.
Our parents can spend all that money for them to run down on the chest, paddling with their hands on the dirty pavement, and then they have to carry them all the way back up the hill. Seems pointless to me. I'm making models when they're their age. I don't suppose they wash when they go in, do they?
Of course they do. More than when you were a kid, I expect.
Teachers used to look at our hands. You have to turn, just turn the palm of your hand.
Yes, I know.
And inspect, see if you wash them.
I mean, not most kids have two showers a day these days.
We used to fall them though. We had celluloid collars. We used to spit on that and rub your sleeves. You had black boots.
On the back of your socks.
I wonder if they do that now.
Of course they don't, because they have trainers and they're always mucky. And they're horrible, they are.
Well, they're not mucky in the shops.
No, they don't, not originally.
They don't look like the boot.
But they don't clean them. Now, dip all that up and eat.
They don't look like the boot and shoes we used to make.
Eat all that up, that bread.
It's indelicate to mop your plate with a piece of bread. You know that.
No, French do it all the time.
Well, we're not French.
Well, once you eat more bread, you do.
What's it supposed to do for you?
Fibre. Keep in good health.
Your cooking does that.
Flatterer.
Was your father a good eater for breakfast?
I don't think he had much breakfast. He used to cook ours. But I don't ever remember seeing him sit down to have any.
I used to see my father's eyes sparkle when he had his first pound of the day.
eat your marmalade.
You've got to wait for your cup of tea. That's sort of gone a bit cold.
Do you want marmalade?
Do you want any whiskey in your tea?
Yes, please. Do you want marmalade?
Yes, I do. A little bit. Almost a little bit of bread. Do you want some whiskey in, did you say? Oh, you... I like butter on mine. As well as the marmalade.
Gives you claustrophil.
No, it doesn't. Colostrum is the word.
Trouble is, you have to wash your hands when you've had marmalade.
Oh, so what? Stick your hands up, scissor. I had a better night last night than I did the night before.
I never woke once. I never heard
sound. I did about two, and then I went off again and. Later than usual, wasn't it? But you know.
Do you want the windows doing today? Where did you put the programs?
In the bookcase, I told you.
On top of the books.
Well, it's the same picture as last week.
It isn't.
This frontispiece is the same. Oh, do we have the...
It's not. Oh, yes, no, but I bought it on Tuesday.
Oh.
Is it gone? You have a look. It's the date. Look at the date.
You told me to. Anyway, it's Saturday.
No, what's on? Anything any good?
Yeah.
Where's your glasses?
Good question.
On there.
Good question.
Well, you want to save your eyes.
There we go.
Well, they were there.
Henry V at 2:40. That should be good.
Ah, who's in it there? Oh, Laurence Olivier's one. That's a good
patriotic adaptation of Shakespeare's play.
Mm. That's supposed to be better than Kenneth Branagh's. Branagan? It's supposed to be better than his. Which he did last year.
Uplifting celebration of wartime idealism. 4 ratings.
What's that?
Henry V.
Oh.
Doris Day by the Light of the Silvery Moon.
Oh, that's a light musical.
3:05.
We've seen that before. Not bad, but just depends. What time is Henry VIII, the fifth?
That's 2:40. To 5 minutes to five.
Well, we better have lunch about 2 then, I think. I don't want it too early because we're late with breakfast this morning. What's on tonight? In case we're staying all.
Oh, that's Sunday.
No. Well, look at the proper programmes. That's just giving the films.
The week, yeah.
Look at the proper programme. Monday, Saturday. I know, but they're the films. You want the proper programme.
Well, you could afford me. Proper
that's
programme.
That's it.
Yes, dear.
What's on Sky?
One moment. Channel 4. Andrew. 1, 2.
Well, it's probably over the other page. No, after. Are they stuck together? Your fingers.
Eight AM.
Well, no, where it's gone about then.
Hitchcock's Lady Vanishes.
I've seen that times. It's more this afternoon than tonight. I should be busy this morning. Anything?
Anything as I can see.
That you like. Answer. What about me?
Oh, shall I read them all?
No. Read what's on this afternoon. And I can tell whether I might like it.
12:15, Love, Happy, Groucho Marx.
No, I don't like him.
2:15, Striker, Malibu Detective.
Detective, no, I don't want that.
Burt Reynolds. 4:15, Our Sons, Mothers of a Gay Couple.
Oh, don't want that.
6:15, Frankenstein, Boris Karloff.
Don't want that.
Isn't there?
What's on the other movie channel? No, Sky One, there's nothing. It's mostly wrestling Saturday afternoon. What's
6 p.m. Robin of Sherwood.
No, you know, that's a silly thing. Drink your tea, anyway. Let me look.
At 12 o'clock, I wasn't on the other day.
Yeah. That Sunday you're looking at.
No, because there's nothing on Sunday.
Oh, you're looking at on Sunday in advance.
You're cleaning all the seed up, the pigeons.
Yes, well, you better.
Don't usually do that. There's biggies come down. As big as a big cockerel, isn't
it?
Yeah, big. Do you reckon he fathers them all? They wouldn't be all his wives, would they?
Well, I don't know about anything about pigeons. Well, Wester Anson's on Saturday now. You know, that's life.
You might not know about pigeons, but you know what comes naturally, don't you?
Not always.
If there's eight pigeons with him, he's the only cock.
That cello Tortellier. French cellist.
Oh, that
he
one.
He explored Elgar's cello.
He used to
be
in the masterclass, teaching the students.
I think he did
sometimes,
yes.
I'll have another cup then, if you're spared.
Right.
You're not going out this morning, are you?
Well.
Did you want the windows cleaning?
As I say, it looks a nice day. If you were wrapped up, you could later on go
did
a little
warm.
Did
you want the windows cleaning? Would they?
No.
Might
no,
freeze.
You don't want to. Oh, I'm not sure if I put sugar in. See.
It might freeze on the
see.
Well,
do you know what's
happening? Yeah, there's two biggies now.
Well, there were three yesterday.
The other one might be. Oh, that's the steps of the ladder.
Oh, Doug Bogard's on at 9.
What's it, that?
Well, he just talks about his career.
Well, but it's not that breaking the code. That's the one
no.
I want
oh,
to see.
Oh, that's the one you want to see. What was that, Cicero?
No, he has to break the code. You know, like they broke the Japanese code. He has an office with a lot of girls.
His film is King and Country, World War One, about a deserter at a court-martial. I think we saw that the other week, on
possibly,
Sky.
Possibly.
Anyway, it's on till 11:40, a
we've
bit
seen
late.
Most of them.
A bit late. Oh, Scylla's on, Blind Date.
Oh, getting a little tired of that.
It's a bit of fun sometimes. What's all this? What's that?
Oh,
that's a
it's
stylus,
off the,
isn't
yeah,
it?
It's off the old... It's in the box.
Did you find that?
Well, it's off the old grandma we used to have.
I know, but I'm just wondering how it's got on there.
Probably when we're emptying the thing, bits and pieces.
Has the robin been this morning?
I didn't see them. Saw two blackbirds and the thrush. The thrush lowered his wings in, you know how they do when they're trying to scare someone off.
Drink your tea then.
Well, so they're not fighters, but they're not cowards, so, you know, they'll have a go.
Well, the thrush is. I've never seen them.
Do he lowers his wings and crouches. You know, it's the attacker.
So that all that seed you... You're going to run out before we get another lot.
At least they'll die happy, won't they?
I don't know.
Well, if they had all that this morning, they should go through a little while.
What are you going to do about that, conifer? Are you going to take that to clothesline down?
Yeah, oh yeah, sure. Well, you'll want the line, right?
I shall probably want the line if it's like this on Monday.
Well, it held the conifer, didn't it?
Mm.
Kept it from...
Well, I'll get another one when I'm in town.
What, another conifer?
No, another line. Oh. So that if it goes again, I can get a cheap one and you can use a cheap one to tie it to the fence.
And expedite the tying up business.
Yes. Then. Well, I mean, it might blow when I've got washing on the line, or
that's unusual.
Or still be on it when I want it. So.
Unusual, two.
No, there were three
pigeons.
Yesterday.
I mean, close together.
Why?
Well, don't they usually attack?
I don't know.
At least imitation attack.
There's plenty of feathers about the garden.
Yeah. One thing it probably keeps the cats in.
Well, this weather, isn't it? I don't think it does.
Well, they don't like stepping across icy grass, I shouldn't have thought.
Do you want any more tea? Is that enough?
I went and looked in the dustbin to see if he was back in there, but it's frozen.
You can't lift
can't
the lid?
Can't lift it, no.
Is the light still on the outside?
Oh, yeah. And the onions are there under the light.
Oh, I don't want them there.
Well,
you want to keep them cool.
Well, they're on the floor.
Well, put them in one
what
of those cartons.
Potatoes?
Well, there's not many left.
Oh, well, that'll be all right.
That's what I say, we've got to go first time out next week, go to the farm and get a bag.
Well, I'm not going out when the salt's on.
No, keep the car.
Well, it's not that.
For posterity.
I've got to wash it off, haven't I?
down hard, don't you?
Have you seen that card I'm going to paint?
No, I haven't. You found it once and now...
You told me to put it in a safe place.
Yes, I did.
Well, it's that safe, we can't find it.
Well, you better have another good look then. Have you looked under the stairs?
I've looked everywhere, about where it is.
And where's that?
That's what we've got to find out.
Well, start again systematically.
Well, I've been systematic.
No, you haven't.
I've emptied the drawers, I've looked under
You've
the...
You've not looked under the stairs.
That's boot polish. I wouldn't
it's
put
not.
It...
It's not. There's a lot of painting things
there. I wouldn't
there.
Put it there.
Yes, you would.
You've been interfering, haven't you? That's
no,
what...
I haven't.
Yes, you have.
Now, move some of these records and you might find it there, make it clear up a bit.
You're interfering again.
I'm not.
Like these records you won't take.
Well, put those in a different place from those you've already done. And keep all your things to paint in a separate
Well, I've got to get my drawing board out for starters, I suppose. And,
can't you move some of those? Not really.
No. Well, start.
Well, you don't want to go out in the car, so start and do a bit of painting.
Painting,
then.
Okay.
What did you want to show me?
You know, the
don't destroy that carbon, it cost £1 for those few sheets. I know, but I found some screwed up in the garage.
See all these plates.
I thought you'd started a book to put those
I did, and I took them out, actually.
Why did you take them out?
Living from the victory, that.
You shouldn't do all
that.
Now look, you'll lose this again. Put it safe.
Have you read that from the Merry Widow?
Yeah.
Yes, you have.
Taking
your
ears.
Taking
your ears. This is what you found when you were looking for that.
For that, yeah. There's the constable's blue row wood I painted. There's Choice.
Who's that?
Choice.
Oh, Arcadians.
I
thought you'd done these in a scrapbook.
Once a year. I'm going to put in the big one. Once a year. Quaker girl. There's a write up in the newspaper. I found I must put it back.
Well, are these some of our snaps?
Yes,
they are. You can keep them all separate. No, well, you can never find anything. You've got them all over the place.
Oh, this is it.
Taffy goes back with Tacker.
Read it out.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I can't read that little.
One of the last jobs of Leicester Branch serviceman, Taffy, he retires shortly, has involved working on a machine of the type he first handled 50 years ago when he joined the BU. The machine, an original Boston Tacker from the early 1900s, was prepared by Taffy for showing at the exhibition this month at Wellingborough Branch. The organisers of the exhibition wanted a Boston Tacker to stand in the foyer to tie in with the theme of the 75th anniversary of the BU. However, locating a complete model has proved something of a headache. Like the Model T Ford, the Boston Tacker was once very common, but is now something of a rarity, and the branch had finally settled for a head to be borrowed from C&J Clark Shoe Museum in Street, Somerset. Luckily, Taffy, returning from his annual holiday, remembered that there was a complete tacker in the factory of a local manufacturer still being operated. The directors of the firm kindly gave BU permission to borrow the tacker for the exhibition, and after Leicester Branch arranged a temporary replacement, Taffy began working, cleaning up the machine to showroom condition. Taffy spent 5 days cleaning, polishing, painting. He copied the motifs which were missing from an old 1908 BU machinery catalogue, which he examined with a watchmaker's glass. Taffy spent the majority of his time at BU as a serviceman at Rushden and Leicester Branches, but had an 18-month period during World War II assembling jet engines at Power Jets Whetstone. His wife and he lives in Spencefield area of Leicester.
forgotten all about that. Anyway, I couldn't read that with my eyes.
About this other one. Be you choosing.
Yes, I can read that.
Be you choose the merry widow. Because their last show, White Horse Inn, was so successful, the BU Musical Society have decided to take on the ambitious task of tackling the Merry Widow for the next production. Leading the cast will be Mary, who had played many leading roles for the Leicester Operatic Society. Frank, who had been a member of this society for more than 26 years. The White Horse Inn was our most successful show to date, says Mr. Percy, secretary to the group.
Arthur, I can't undo the top of the wheelie bin. Still frozen.
Well, that's all right.
I know, but I've got my other rubbish to put in. It's full.
Well, I did try to see if the cat was in it, but it was frozen. I shall have to thaw it out.
What's all this?
Something I've picked up.
No, I meant that.
This United Athletic Club are producing but once a year in the club theatre. Here are two scenes. That's that. There's the Quaker Girl.
What year was that?
Quaker Girl. Don't say that.
No. Should say the year.
1962. That's going back a week.
30 years.
Yeah. I've been busy in my day, haven't I? Mm.
Yeah, well, you want to keep them all in one place, not have to go through looking through them every time you want something.
I do exactly as you say. I'm under orders. That's it.
Is it going round? Now my arm's nearly better. I still can't get the wedding ring on. And yet it don't look all that swollen.
Would you
it?
Want me to report you?
No, the wedding ring wasn't cut off. It was only the engagement ring. I wouldn't have sold that. No, I mean it don't look all that swollen, does it? And yet it won't
pretty
go on.
Knuckles protruding.
Well, the next one.
That one's. That one's fine.
But that. Yeah. Yet it won't go over me.
Mind you, you've got it bound at you. Sort of restricting the blood, isn't it?
Not now. So I think you'll have to buy me a new one.
Well, that can't.
How's that come in? What are this? All the shows?
That's
all the films.
That's the Bluebells. Bluebell Ward.
Copy.
And that's the
Cocktail.
It's the
Coffee
at Houses of Parliament.
Is that your hand, kill mine?
Which, no, I'm what I'm rubbing these down with.
Well, this is mine. Frost's not going, is it?
No.
Jackie's just gone off there.
What shopping do you think?
Go to the church. Have you got the glory or that's the
I meant to look out for a show of the picture.
Well, perhaps we'll have to catch her when she comes back. Have you got a brush?
Well, I had a worn out little paintbrush and I rolled it on, so I kept my hands dry.
Well, you can fatten but it.
It was on the Welsh dresser for a little while. You've disappeared it, as you usually do. Well, you want this table cleared of all these...
It was on that kitchen shelf for
a long
weeks.
While, yeah. Do you want all this table at all?
No, not yet. I've not put the chops in yet.
Oh.
What time shall we have dinner? You're not going out, are you?
No.
Too cold?
Well, I'm not bothered about that, but I'm interested in this now.
Okay.
Go if you want to.
No, I'm not to.
Let's go ahead.
We didn't see any questions, as you didn't see it last night, before start getting the dinner.
What do you mean before?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it's on in half an hour.
Well, it won't all that, but if you want to, we can try.
Well, you didn't say at the beginning, did you?
No.
You only saw, heard a bit of it.
Shall we do that then?
Yeah, have that on first. And clear up. Leave it on. So clear all the...
Clear everything up.
Cushions and photographs or...
Do you want that anyway, in? Do you want this one in a salad?
Well, you can put it in. It's already snapping.
You know all the proprietors, their horses that pulled the carriages, they had a race.
I mean, it's a holiday snap, so put that in.
They had a race,
like
you know.
Up to date, anyway.
All the horses that pulled the coaches.
Yeah, well,
up the hill.
Now put everything straight.
Up the hill.
So you know where it is. Have you done with your scissors?
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Nothing else, is there?
Just clear up.
Clear up now, okay.
If they're coming in now, there's something on the floor down there.
Yeah. Stop it. That's it.
Well, what did you think to any questions? Better this week, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes. It wasn't so much bickery, weren't
it? No, but it was still like a political... broadcast in a way for each party. But the only answers was quite good this week, I thought, except the anti-smoking a bit too long. Do you think so?
Yes, just Tom, your time of it.
I don't know, I'm sure. Well, you don't smoke much.
No.
In fact, now he doesn't smoke when Madge's in the room.
But I still think
he waits till she's
Mr.
gone
Churchill had 9-inch long cigars sent him at Christmas. And
well,
he was smoking right, and he was 90 on.
Yeah, well, the dense...
How would he compare that with light with light?
Yes, but they used to say cigar smoking is not as bad as cigarette smoking.
Cigars.
So.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they said. Tom only smokes a pipe now.
Yes, but there's more emission from a cigar in a car than a cigarette.
Well, they passed in smoking cars.
Mm. And you remember, we went to David's one Sunday with me all to his grave, and when we come out, so to that public house across the road, both in, and you couldn't see across the room.
No, well, they haven't got the fans on.
No, when I spoke about it, the barman rushed across and put
the fans in. Yeah.
But how do you reckon all those went?
Well...
You couldn't... Hardly see the bar.
I know.
And it was down steps as you went in. Went above the ground, it was sort of 3 feet below the ground. Mm. So thereby hangs a tail.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can make against for most things, can't you?
Of course you can.
Overeating. Can do it, can't you? I mean, look at George Bush, the American. He's tried to act like 40, as I've tried to do, and you have to pay for it. I mean, it's one thing running along the road before breakfast when you're 20, isn't it?
Well,
yeah. Another thing, you eat more when you're old up here too.
You don't eat nearly as much as you used to.
Oh, well. Seems a lot when I have to go through with it.
I know, but you used to have mid-morning snacks.
Well, I was 9 years in digs.
Yes, I'm not...
They don't overfeed you in digs.
Well, that was when you were young.
Because the whole object of the exercise is to have a lodger, is to pay your way.
I know, well, you didn't go into all that.
Well, that's...
I know, but you don't do only half as much as what you used to do. Even when you first retired, you ate a lot more than you do now.
I suppose. Have it your way.
Well, if Jackie and Tom come in, you can tell them about this and ask them if they want to comment or record what they say to us or not. Well, they only want it for the vocabulary, see what words people are using. That's the whole idea, I suppose, the accents. No, I suppose they might categorise the accents or...
Well, look at all the races we've got now.
Yes, well, Bruno,
he don't talk really English, does he?
No.
And yet he's on the stage in pantomime.
No, well, pull that cover up. Look, you're creasing it.
Well, that's
the object of this exercise, really, is to sort of get a comprehensive review of words people use. That's all it.